We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos. Simen Shin Mem Hei. The halachas of the four Rishuyos on page 394. Kuvitz Avizayin on the base. Sif Yud. Kol Dabur Shuhu Rishus Harab. Anything that's in the Rishus Harab. If in the Gevaya Shleish Tvachim, if it's not three Tvachim high, I feel like I'm Kaitz Vaitza, even if they're thorns or excrement Shein Rab and Dois Malim, the people that in general don't step on, still Chashum Kekarka, they consider it as the ground. Vav Rishus Harab, and that entity has the status of a shusram. Now, if it's three tvachim high, umishleisha tisha, and if it's from three tvachim to nine tvachim high, v'loy is gatindav kutzaliches tisha bechlal, not including nine tvachim. So imurachav arba larba, if it's 4x4 tvachim wide, have a karmelis. That's a rabbinically prohibited area called the karmelis. Now, if it's not 4x4, then actually have a makam tur. It's considered what's called an exempt area. Now, if it's precisely 9 tvachim high, and many people, they shoulder their burdens on it, it's considered as actually as a rishus rab, even if it's not 4 tvachim wide. Those who say, do I then the same thing as the gavaya mitishav adasar, from a height of 9 till 10 tvachim, but Rav Makasim alav, and many people, they shoulder their burdens over there, have Rishas Rabim, it's Rishas Rabim. I feel like in the Rechav Abba, even if it's not 4 tvachim wide, now, Masar Lamala, 10 tvachim upwards and higher, Imur Rechav Abba, if it's 4 tvachim wide, have Rishas Yachid, it's considered as a private domain, Rav Lav, if not, have a Makim Tur, it's considered exempt area, Fel Yesh B'Makim, Kedei Lachik, Lashkum Abba, even if there's area to carve out, to complete it to 4 tvachim, still, since it's not, it's going to be in Makam Torah. It says in Mishbrua, Sivkat and Chavchas. So you say anything that's in the Rishus Rab, if it's lower than three Tvachim, Ephelim Kleitz, Mechuliv, the thorns, etc., meaning the Chalpokas, Mishleshik, anything less than three Tvachim. Kamelon, we hold, the Ein Achalekas Rishus La'atzma. It doesn't carve out a separate area for itself. Ubatl Gab Rishus Rab, and it's nullified to the Rishus Rab that it's in. So, it's considered the Rishus Rab. Now, Vemu Gavaya Shleisha Bechulu. Now, if it's higher than three tvachim, etc., or from three till nine tvachim, where the Oz in Rav Mechem Lidrus Olam Tzad Gavu, where people can't step on it because of its height, then Nafka Mechal Rishus Rab, then it's removed from the category Rishus Rab. Mechal Rishus Yachid. But now, it didn't yet come to the category Rishus Yachid. Ad Gavu Asar Tvachim to the height of ten tvachim. So, when Nosan Lechachom Shem Karmelis, the Chachom gave it a distinct entity of a name of a Karmelis. Shuhu Rishus. That's considered a Rishus La'atzma for its own independent domain. They carry from it to Rishus Yachad or to Rishus Rab. Siv Katan Lamed. So that's if it's 4x4 Tvachim wide. But the main Rachav Arba'al Abba, but if it's not 4x4 Tvachim wide, Vafilim Arka Yish Marba'al Tvachim. Now, even if let's say its length is more than 4 Tvachim, but we don't combine that for its width. It's not considered its own domain. It has to have 4x4. Has to have 4 at least in the length and in the width. If it's sipkat lamed alv, and if it doesn't have 4x4, it's a makam tur. Now if it has a height of tisha tefachim. Oh, okay. So because the Bashir is there with that measurement, the norm is that people in the public domain in the street, they'll usually use it to shoulder stuff. That is because the in like the boy, it's not too high, it's not too low, and therefore they're going to use it to straighten stuff out what they're carrying. But if it's lower than 9 tefachim, which not it's too low, can't use it for whatever you're carrying on your shoulders. That's not effective enough to consider a shusaram. Even if technically people would use it to shoulder the burdens, we wouldn't give it the status of a shusaram. So we were first talking about if it's a height of 9 tefachim mitzumtzum, precisely. Because of all Yesu Matisha, according to this mandamar, if it's more than 9 tefachim, like Rishus Rabim, it's not Rishus Rabim, I follow Rechav Abba Alaba, even if it's 4x4 tefachim wide. Sivkot Lama Gimel, and we said, Rav Makasim Alam, and the public goes and shoulders their burdens. Abba Kshay Makasim Alam, but if they don't use it for that purpose, Abba Gabda Doi Lakasim Alam, although it is fit for that, like Rishus Rabim, it would not be considered Rishus Rabim, I follow Rechav Abba, even if it is 4 tefachim wide. Which the Shartik Islam above brings from Morgan Raman and Rabbi that's brought in the Bezeser. Says the El Rabbi writes that it is appropriate to be concerned with the Rambam that he holds that the same thing would be, even if it's just fit, Lakasim. Like it's a dimension. It's not just not. It's not also a reality. Like the Rashi writes in Brother Beis Yisrael, from the words of the Gaon, sounds like it is inclined, like the Pashas Lashon of the Gemara, the Davka and the actually Amachasiv, and the Maimotim is inclined that that's actually also the Pinder Rambam, like the Rabbi, look over there, and it seems that's why the Machaber omitted this Svara totally, and it has to be the actually Amachab the Machasvalam Sivkan Lamadal, and so Afila in the Rachav Abba. So there would be considered Rishus Rabbim, even if it's not four tefachim wide. That is the Avogav of the Rabbim, although that a general level Malkum Chashim Bach Rabba, something's not considered as a significant area, less than four tefachim. Khan, over here, the Derech Rabbim, the Katam Lab, that the public, then they're enormous to shoulder on it, Abba Bach Zma Abba, and even less than four tefachim, Mashvalei Rishus Rabbim, it's considered Rishus Rabbim. Sivkot Lamad Hei, so then we said there's a Yesh Mishayim. The whole Dewadim Ligvayim Matisha Bechulu, that simply is a height from 9 up until 10. Kudasa, Torah, this is the opinion of the Torah, this really that he owes the other in the Gemara. This was in the Gemara, Amutisha, Abim, that's 9 Tvachim, who Borak Lapuke, Boch is Matisha. It's just coming to exclude that if it's less than 9, Lab Rishon Zeram, that's not considered Rishon Zeram. But Yesh Matisha, but more than 9, and Chanami. You're right. Lab Rishon Zeram, it is a Rishon Zeram, because Rabbi Makasim Lab, when the public goes and shoulders stuff on it, Sivkot and Lamad Vav, then up until 10 at least, that it doesn't have to be exactly 9, that Lab Rishon Zeram. Ladin and now, according to Aloha, Nakinik is Rishaina. We hold like the first opinion, the Harper place can hold Mazak, because many places can disagree on this, which the Sharatin Islamites brings this from Delhi Rabbah, where many disagree, which Rashi, the Ram, the Razb, the Ram, the Iri, the Kolboy, which the Dirshah 31 actually brings that later on, he writes the name of the Vilna Gun, that the opinion of the Rashba is that from 9 to up until 10 is considered Rosh Hashanah, and he contradicts to what he brings over here, that according to the Rashba, it's only if it has exactly item 9 Tvachim, it's considered Rosh Hashanah. That's as my first Navayt Sakaidish, it's only exactly 9 Tvachim that is considered Rosh Hashanah. Sivkot Lamed Zayin. So he said that from 10 and up, Imurach Baba, if it's 4 Tvachim, that is Hainar Bala Ba, 4 by 4 squared. Then it's considered as Rishus Yachid. And for that, it's a Makam Tur. Even if it has an area, Sivkot Lamed Chetzke, they lochik to carve out 4 Tvachim. And that is Kigan Chalya Omid Shamach Lakhisal Mamish, where the beam was right next to literally a wall. Allah, even so, so we carve out in the wall, and as if you have an area of four tvachim, and may have a makam tur, and therefore it's going to be an exempt area with lights and men lishas yach lishas ram, and if you let it carry out from that beam to lishas yach and to lishas ram, the Sharatin Ois Mem says that's how the Maimonides explains, and even though the Maimonides explains, for example, where there's a hole in the wall that's mefulish that's open from the lishas ram to lishas yach, and from within there's a width of four tvachim, and from the outside. It didn't have a width of 4 tefachim. I didn't quote it because the Achronim asked him many questions. Number one, the Mechabes told Mada Amr, a beam. Number two, that by a hole, there's many Rishonim that hold not like the opinion of cases regarding this. Rather, that above 10 tefachim, in the holes of Rishon Zeichah, the Mefulish, you don't need 4 tefachim. And anyways, even according to cases, it's no Chiv regarding this because it's not 4 by 4. At least there is Isser, like it's brought in Torah Simshim and Chaz, where you're Mitzim Shas Lashos from an area that doesn't have Dal, like a bum, there's an Isser. In our situation, that it has a Shimish Shas Yachad, and that's where it's considered Chayr Shas Yachad. And here in the words of Machabit, it sounds like it's coming to instruct us that totally mutter, like a Tchila, like an other Mokum Tur in this Simon, and therefore it wouldn't be Mistaber the way the Mogad Mom was describing the case.
Sif Yid Aleph says Machabit, Kuma Bishas Rab, if there's a pit in the public domain. Im Eina Mukar Sholosh, if it's not 3 Tvachim wide, again, similar to the previous Sif, it's considered the public domain. Mishal Shadasar from 3 till 10. So Imrach Baba, if it's 4 tefachim wide, have a kamla to kamla. If not, have a makam tur. It's an exempt area. Vime Mukas Sar, if it's 10 tefachim deep, have a shas yachad, and it's a private domain. Vujte Ruchavar Ba, as long as it's 4 tefachim wide. Says Mishrus Siv Kalam Tes. If the pit is Eina Mukar Shalosh, if not 3 tefachim deep, Avagav the Ruchavar Kam Tefachim, even if it's very wide, many tefachim. So that's going to be Rishus Rab. From 3 Sivkot Mem Ada Asar until 10 Tvachim. Bafalo Hi Rab Mishtam Shabai Begumahi, in contrast to the previous Siv, even if the public utilizes that pit, even so, Tashmash Lai Deyatchaku, it's considered utility under pressing situation. Blashmi Tashmash Shadigma, that's not considered as utility. Hence, it does not have the same halacha as the previous Siv, which the Sharatin Oisman Alv says that is even if the pit is deep exactly 9 Tvachim. So it's not similar to the Amud Gevoy Tisha that it's a Shusram, because there in height, it's useful, the utility, it's convenient for the people in the public, which is not the case by a depth under pressing situations. Sivkot Memalv. Now, if it's Amuka Asar, If it's 10 tefachim deep, and vafilu malei ma'im, even filled with water, or dvarim she'adam mistakel behen, or other things that a person could look at them, and that it's v'roi mashu b'toich mechitza, you'll be able to see what's inside the walls. Even so, it's going to be considered as a rishus hayachad. But the malei appears, but it's full with produce. Lo have rishus hayachad, that's not a private domain. Kibin einu mechitza nekarz, because now the partition is not recognizable. And vafilu daitai lefan nois, and even if he tends to clear them away. And therefore, patazak l'teich rishus ram, and therefore, whoever throws from the rishus ram inside of them is going to be exempt. Which the Shartzi in Eismam Gimel says specifically it's filled up. But it's placed over there from beforehand, just a little, some fruits, that's not going to nullify the pit from its measurement through that. Says Mishruh further, it says, Mekamakam ove suriyash, but it's still a prohibition. Because given that parents who double shekhal little misham Shabbos, since produce are things that you can move from there on Shabbos, like the spot lagami. So the Rishus HaYochad is not, it's not totally nullified over there. Habar Mishmay from nullifying the name of a bar from its status. Which Shara Tzinois Bem Hei says, that's a primogun named Taisus. He's inclined over there in the beginning that if you nullify it there to be forever, then it's a Rishus Ram in this place. And it doesn't have a rai from this Taisus. Even though regarding Chiyuve, because of Rishus HaYochad, we say that it's already removed from it the Shem Mechitza from it, because it's not recognizable. It's possible regarding the Isra Abonim, we say that its bitl is not effective, because Batla Daitas Kaladim, his opinion is nullified regarding to most people, and you're not allowed to move from Rishus Ram to this place, like with the Rasberites, this Rara. But anyways, retracts from his words, and he's not sure. Maybe it's like a Carmelist, that place that's not coming to walk, or Makab Torah, look over there. Says Mishnah further, says, Allah Rasbuk, when the Rasbuk, Dafka compares to fall. Specifically, produce that's untithed, a short devar, Dafashas, or other things that are forbidden to be moved. That Mevatal Machitz, that nullifies the partitions. Which Sharatzi Nice Mem says, but other produce, even if it explicitly nullifies, it's not effective because Batal Dad is called Adam. It's like people don't usually nullify produce to stay in the pit. Sivkat Mem Beis, that it's considered Shaz Yachid, but as long as Shatei Ruchava Arba, as long as it's 4 Tvachim wide. Dom Lav, if not, have a Makam Tur, it's an exempt area, but Lamuka Esther Mam, even if it's 20 Amasti, says Ali Rabbi. Sivyat Beis, Rishus Ram, public domain, interfaces Elad Asara, only captures its area up until 10 Tvachim. Vilamal Masar, but above 10 Tvachim, have Makam Tur, it's considered an exempt area. Sivkat Mem Begil, says Mishbru Elad Asara, only up until 10 Tvachim. Al Kain, therefore, Hazreg Rishus Ram, the village, if someone throws in the public domain a sticky fig, the nidbak b'kuzlan sticks to the wall. If it's lamat masar, if it's beneath 10 tefachim, chayiv is liable for haitzar and rishus harab. Lamat masar, if it's above 10 tefachim, potter is exempt. The Shara Tzinos Mem Zayin says that's from the Gemara. However, it seems that like it would be an isser in either way, because maybe it's going to fall on the ground. Which the Shara Tzin, which Dirshah 33 says, what he means to say is that we're concerned that maybe when it's going to fall on the ground, it's going to come to take it and come to carry it down to the rab. But for the actual fact that it falls, that is no concern. That's the burden Shachalach later in Simshon and Gimel and Mishabruva there. However, you could say that the intent is that there's an Isser, even when there's no concern that maybe we're going to come to take it, because it is vulnerable to fall on the rab. The way Mishabruva is later on Simshon and Dal Sif Kutin Bez regarding garbage, that the situation, we're concerned for that. And over there, there's no concern that maybe we're going to come to take it, as burden Ramo over there. Sivkot Mem Dal. But above 10 tefachim, have a makab tur, it's an exempt area. It's limited. What it means to say is that Felishim Carmelis in Chalal Allah Abashal Mal Masar, that doesn't even have the rabbinic domain of a Carmelis when it's above 10 tefachim in a Rishus Rabbim, which the Sharatzin Ois Memchez says, Nafkemin is if someone goes on the ear of Rishus Rabbim on a beam that's stuck in from wall to wall and he's holding an object in his hand, is in the makab tur. Now, says Mishbura, Omnam, Im Noat Kan Rishus Rabbim, however, if someone sticks a stick in Rishus Ram, Bereisha, and the top of the stick is Kli, is a vessel, Shagavaya, so Tvachim, Rechav Abba, that 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide. Avagav Shetachter, Rishus Ram, although you're right beneath it is Rishus Ram, Kamak Moiv HaKli, Rishus Yachad, the vessel is going to be considered as a Rishus Yachad. Sifri Gimel, Chayim Shabik Salam, holes in the walls, Kalap Rishus Ram, that are facing the Rishus Ram. If they're above 3 tefachim on the ground, in Rishus Ram, they're not like Rishus Ram. They get judged as continuing to base lefim the same according to their measurements. Says Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Mem Hei, if the holes are klapi Rishus Ram towards the street, what someone would say is they in Avrim klapi upon them, they don't go open through to the inside, because they Avrim klapi upon them, if they go through to the inside, din kachay Rishus Ram, then they actually have the halacha like the crevices of Rishus Yachad. Kamesh Kasa B'Sivdal to be wrote in Sivdal. Sivkat Mem Bab, Lamal Mashlesha, if it's above 3 Tvachim, Kitlamat Mashlesha, beneath 3 Tvachim, I feel him Rechab Ma'bal, even if they're 4x4 Tvachim wide, Nachshom Kakarka Shazam, they consider the ground of Rishus Ram. But Kanal, like we said, Ibarish Sevyod, in the beginning of Sevyod, Sivkat Mem Zayin, but if it's above 3 Tvachim, then it's judged lefi mitzvah according to that measurement, which be artel elbasim according to Yadav. He says, I already explained this previously in the good Yadav. Ayin Sham, look over there. Some of the deer shoes. Dirshu number 30. A person is standing in Rosh Hashanah, and his height is 10 tefachim or more. Which brings later on Shimem Zayin the Chazanish. The Machlik is showing if someone puts on him, is that considered like putting on a Makam Tur? Or putting like in the Shusaram. Shizarajmim said the Shabbos is considered the Makab Tur. Tays with him Dev Kobezim and Alev. Sounds like this is considered Shizaram because the person is brought to the place that he's found. Dishu number 32. Even though the Chayfa Hitzah, only when the Hanacha, the placement is on the area that had a width of 4x4 Tvachim, that's brought in the Gemara Shabbos Abdel Manav, and that's a Shulchanach Paschim later on, Simshim Mem Zayin, Sifalv. Tayshim Mesech Shabbat Dev Zayin, and Sinim Remain Tam, when we're talking about throwing the Develish Shemena, if it's beneath 10 Tvachim, you can be Chayiv, that here talking about, it's considered that you put on the Makam Dal, because since the wall is connected to something that has it's connected to has four tefachim, that wall, and they bring in the name of the Riva that answers that since the Dvela, the fig sees the surface of the ground, it's considered as if it was placed on the ground, so it's considered in the Makam of but Dal Dal. Nafkamin between Trutzim is when you don't have in the wall itself a share of Dal Dal tefachim. Dish number 34. We said that even though beneath the vessel is a shusram, so even though beneath the vessel is a roofed area, and shusram that's roofed has a lach like a karmelis, a burnt shachan arach and sevzayin, you could say that the roofing that's less than four tefachim does not remove the shame of a shusram, as brought later on simshim and above sevkan chamzayin. If that's the case, the tolmad that the width of the vessel is 4x4 tefachim exactly, and the thickness of the pillar minimizes the place that's roofed. We'll go right later on, said when above that those who hold that a temporary roofing is not mevatel shemesh shusram that's beneath it, according to their words, you don't have to say that the width of the vessel is exactly 4x4 tvachim. You have to look into the opinion of the Chazanish that we bring over there. The opinion of the Ravid is that if part of the shusram is roofed and the people of shusram walk through it, it's considered like a shusram because it's batel to the shusram that's before it and after it. Dish 35. He said that still the kli is Rosh Hashayachad. Now, if the bottom of the vessel is not whole, but the part of it that's whole is more than is the majority, Chazan is not sure if the vessel is considered Rosh Hashayachad. Also, in the situation that the walls of the vessel are not connected to the vessel itself, it's just that there's air space between them and the bottom of the vessel, and he concludes with it that if you're missing on the bottom of the vessel less than 3 tvachim, it's considered like it's plugged up from the halach of loving. Now you have to point out from the Simon Samach Beis HaKon Yud Beis regarding Barbechul Yasei, the pit and its the earth around it. Chazanish writes the name of the Yushalmi, and that's what holds like Halacha, that if Oymen Meruba, that helps to be mashed in the Shia, the Karka, or even Simon Tzadik Vav, the discussion is regarding a Kli that's in the ear space, and that Chazanish is not sure if it helps Oymen Meruba to be mashed in the Karka. Dish number 36, the Tzura of the hole that we're talking about over here, we said that beneath three Tvachim, even if it's 4x4, it's considered like a karka shutz rabim. Chaznish explains that the wall is wide on the bottom, and on the top, the part that's wide is submerged into the wall. Now this sheka doesn't have any mechitzas from the sides; it just goes along the length of the wall. And he writes Tzarachin, the placing that Asayim regarding this, and he explains that if there was walls from the side, so this sheka would be Rishus Yechim Natera and the Karmelis from Rabban. In the Ha'aris, the Shoyin Halach, as he writes, that if the Sheka is not 10 Tvachim high, it's not possible it should be Rishus Yechim. Also points out in the words of Bilna Goyen, that's born in the Be'alach, it's Simishim and Bab, that writes that Askufa, the doorway that's open to Rishus Ram, and it's not for Tvachim wide, has Lach like Makab Tur, since it's surrounded with Mechitzas, even though the Kark is equal to the Rishus Ram. Now it's difficult. Here you see that by Chor Rishus Ram, that where it starts within three tefachim, that near the ground has lach like Rishus Ram, according to the Chazanish. It makes sense because since here it's talking about that in holes that don't have walls from the sides, look at Chazanish, there's mitzayin to these words of the Vilna Gaon.